For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. Two people were injured in a three-vehicle accident that occurred on Route 130 near Newton. According to a report from the Illinois State Police, 47-year-old Christina Wilson of Willow Hill was traveling southbound on Illinois Route 130 at the intersection with Jasper County Road 1300 North at 12:01 p.m. on Thursday. At the same time, 66-year-old Vicki S. Blankenbaker of Robinson was traveling northbound on Route 130. 39-year-old Christopher Edwards of Lovell, Wyoming was traveling behind Blankenbaker. Wilson crossed the center line of Route 130, coming into the path of Blankenbaker and striking her vehicle. The impact caused both vehicles to spin out of control, and Blankenbaker's vehicle went into the east ditch. Wilson's vehicle continued to slide down the roadway and struck Edwards' vehicle. His vehicle spun into the east ditch and came to a rest, while Wilson's vehicle came to a rest in the northbound lane. Wilson was transported by AeriVac to Deaconess Hospital in Evansville, and Blankenbaker was taken to Sarah Bush Lincoln for treatment. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
I'm Cole Lauterbach, and this is the Illinois Radio Network. Enrollment is open for Illinois cities and county governments seeking federal law enforcement grant dollars, but the Department of Justice says sanctuary cities need not apply. Greg Bishop has more.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions said in a statement late last month that so-called sanctuary policies create a dangerous environment. That's where a local government directs local law enforcement to only assist immigration enforcement if there's a criminal warrant. Sessions said the DOJ will not consider such areas for potential burn grant program dollars. Republican U.S. Representative Rodney Davis understands the impact such a move will have on Illinois cities with such a policy like Chicago.
But I think America's hurt by cities that decide on their own not to follow the existing laws of the land.
Urbana, which designated itself as a sanctuary city in December of last year, got nearly $69,000 from the Byrne Grant in 2016. Cook County and Chicago received $2.3 million, the bulk of last year's grant dollars that came to Illinois. I'm Greg Bishop.
For the Illinois Radio Network, I'm Cole Lauterbach.